Thank you, Jenny. Here is some more news. The Norwich branch of the Workers' Educational Association is offering an unusual programme of courses. They say that it is never too late to teach an old dog new tricks. Real dogs also featured in the news this week. A new dog swimming pool offers owners the chance to paddle along with their pooches. And the Norwich Cafe that turned into a Dachshund Cafe for a day was so successful that they will be repeating the exercise and presumably keeping both human tongues and dogs' tails wagging.
For old dogs in search of new tricks, an unusual programme of classes has been announced by a Norwich Adult Learning Course Company. The Weird and Wonderful classes at the Workers' Educational Association in the King's Centre in Norwich include rock and pop on film, Orientalist art and British film comedy. And if the classroom brings back bad memories, there are also three guided walks in North Norfolk and day courses at Anteros Arts Foundation on Fybridge Road on offer. Robin Purnell from WEA said, "The courses aim to be friendly, informal and enjoyable, with expert tutors and no exams, and fees are kept as low as possible. Prices start at £42.50 for a 5-week course and range to £85 for a 10-week course. Day courses cost £60. Times vary, but the majority of courses are held weekday mornings and afternoons."
A new dog swimming pool is giving owners the chance to paddle along with their pets at special puppy swimming lessons. Norfolk Dogs Day Inn has been offering daycare for pooches in Besthorpe since last June and has just unveiled its newest facility, a heated indoor swimming pool. Registered veterinary nurse Celine Sanders, who owns the centre alongside her husband Ian Sanders, said the pool was inspired by a shortage of swimming spots for dogs in the area. Ms. Sanders said, "Despite the widely held belief that all dogs are natural swimmers, many are in fact scared of getting their paws wet." The centre is offering one-on-one swimming lessons with flotation jackets and trained instructor to help nervous paddlers face their fears. The Besthorpe vet said swimming was a great option for dogs in hot weather as it allowed them exercise without overheating. She added, "With the sort of temperatures we've been looking at recently, lots of owners have been wary about walking, so swimming is a good alternative. We have one dog coming in because it's on a weight loss programme. It's great cardio."
A Norwich bar swapped cocktails for wagging tails after being transformed into a Dachshund Cafe for the day. Revolution on Queen Street hosted the Dachshund Cafe, run by events company Pug Cafe, on Sunday, July the 28th. And with doggy treats from pupcakes to Prosecco on offer, there was something for everyone, from the 120 sausage dogs to the 380 human visitors to enjoy. Bar supervisor Cara Spencer said, "It's been absolutely brilliant. We've had so many dogs through the door. It's been one of the best shifts ever." She added, "We've had 5 different slots of 60 minutes. They have little dog treats to try as they arrive, and for the next hour, the dogs are allowed to run around. We've got barriers so they can't escape, and luckily we've only had one wee." Pug Cafe owner Anushka Fernando, who plans to return to Norwich with the event in future, said, "It's been a huge success. Norwich is certainly a dog-loving city."
Concerned relatives are calling for community help to take on a specialist day centre which is closing. The Swallows Day Care Centre on Station Road Salhouse, which looks after people with learning disabilities, physical disabilities and mental health problems, will close on July the 31st. It has been run by Adult Daycare Limited for the past 13 years, but cannot continue because of a decline in the number of clients, a fall in referrals and rising costs, meaning the centre is losing £3,000 a month. An online 38 Degrees petition to save the centre, set up by Sue Allport, whose elderly father uses the service, has attracted 343 signatures.
The owners of the library restaurant are closing down after the sale of the business fell through for the third time. Jane and Nigel Raffles, who have run restaurants in the city for nearly 30 years, have also lost a small fortune because they had originally put up the business for sale for £750,000. Now all they hope to get is just between £15,000 and £20,000. The couple, who have run the library on Guildhall Hill since 2006, have been trying to sell the business for 2.5 years. But after the latest buyers just pulled out and having run down staff to a minimum because of the sale, they've been forced to shut down with heavy hearts. But the nightmare continues for the couple, who lease the building from Norwich City Council, as they face paying the rent of several thousand pounds a month, as well as business rates, even though it's standing empty. Mrs. Raffles, who served as a chairman of the Norwich Lanes and director of Norwich Business Improvement District, as well as a trustee of the Keeping Abreast charity, announced earlier this year that she was starting a new business, the Egg Consultancy Group, advising the restaurant, cafe and bar trade, and Mr. Raffles is doing some private chef work. The library will close after the last service.
That's just about it for this week. Remember, we are always pleased to hear from you and to pass on news to other listeners. You can leave your message on our answer phone at the Chatterbox office on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. And we will call you back as soon as we can. And remember, you can also find us on our website, cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. Please return to us your Chatterbox recording. Put it in the wallet and pop this in the postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn over the address label. Please remember that after this recording of Chatterbox, you can listen to the latest edition of Chatteround.
We hope you enjoyed this week's Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team who produced it. Our editor tonight was David Potten, and the sound recordist was Tim Edwards. All the items were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for the contents of this recording. So until next week, it's cheerio from Chatterbox and from Robin Quine and
Sophie Yeomans.